Emily Diamond studies climate communication at the University of Rhode Island. She's also been watching the response to COVID-19.
If fighting climate change requires massive structural change, we've just demonstrated that we can do it. We've also demonstrated that when there's a threat that's urgent enough, we can really open our coffers in a way that we haven't seen in addressing most other issues.
Diamond studies how people's identities shape their response to climate change. She says people are galvanized by threats to their sense of self, like their livelihood or a place they love. And she thinks she's seeing that dynamic at work in an important way this summer, in the unprecedented number of white people joining people of color in protests over police violence. Diamond, who is white, thinks these protesters have probably always thought of themselves as supporters of racial equality, just as people might identify as eco-conscious. Right now, she says people are being confronted with stories that make them feel they aren't who they thought they were, and they haven't done enough.
That act of being called out, I think, is something that's really powerfully motivating.
Diamond says this can be applied to climate change, that people who've felt they cared for a long time should start to do more. She thinks this moment is a call not just to individual action, but to structural change, to confront systemic racism and climate change at the same time.